The Czech upper house approved the European Union's Lisbon Reform Treaty yesterday, putting the onus for its adoption squarely onto Irish voters, who will hold a second referendum later this year. The Czech president, Václav Klaus, made clear he would not ratify the parliamentary vote unless the Irish, who have already rejected the treaty once, vote yes this time.
The Lisbon Treaty is meant to simplify decision-making in a union that has grown from 15 to 27 members since 2004. The professor of international relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, spoke with us about the direction European integration is taking.
I can observe that Europe is integrated. We have a common currency in most of the countries. We have almost no borders in most of the countries. We have free movement of goods and services in all countries and of labor in most countries. These are acquisitions of the European Union. What has not been acquired and may never be acquired is a political union. It's not inevitable at all. But what we have, it's very unlikely that we're going to see borders once again between Liguria, between at Ventimiglia, between France and Italy, in Strasbourg, between Germany and France. We will see difficulties in having a common foreign policy. That hasn't happened and is probably unlikely to happen in the near future.